possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, Jeremy Otto just said to me, you know, Mike, you look fatigued. And I said, well, I was just recovering from the audio Ambien you just passed along with the Jared Goff practice audio.
You were fatigued before I played that.
I mean, well, unlike a lot of other people in this business, we actually do something called effort.
You didn't think the audio?
No, because it's training camp. I can't take it. It's like when you... Well, you know, getting Decker back was huge.
I had my headphones off.
I don't care. Get out. Go call your kids. All 12 of them. Get out of here. Now, listen. We got business to take care of.
13 on the way.
I want to... All right. I want to ask a question. ESPN put something out, Tiger-related. If you want Michigan conversation, Lord knows we did 2 hours of it, Odyssey.com rewind. I want to know if this is disrespect or not. This is a town that takes everything as disrespect. Everything. This is the eternally aggrieved, eternally victim city that is Detroit as it relates to sports. Okay. ESPN did a top 50 in-season update. Top 50 players in Major League Baseball. I want to know if they're disrespecting the Tigers or if it's just reality. And when you look at this, I'll give you the teams and who has what. There's only one good team that doesn't have a top 50 player. And it is the feel-good story of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Hottest team in baseball.
But guess what? You know who's got absolutely no chance of winning a World Series? The Milwaukee Brewers. How many top 50 players do you believe the Detroit Tigers have, according to ESPN and the front office people and experts and whoever put this list together?
Well, Scooble's there.
That's one. He's at number 3 overall. And that's the list.
I was about to say Riley Green.
Nope. They have one player.
Riley Green. Wow.
One player. Is that disrespect or is it just reality? As we watch the Tigers.
You know what? I'll answer this for 1,000, Alex. It's reality. It's their star players to Detroit Tiger fans. But the rest of Major League Baseball sees them for what they really are. Scooble, yes. Because when I look at a star player, it's, would I love to have this guy on our team? Mm-hmm. Scooble, I think every team in the major leagues would say, yep, would love to have him on the team. Okay, well, who else would you take? We're good at Scooble. We only invite in Scooble. So, no, it's not a sign of disrespect. I think it's more of a mirror to show you exactly what the league thinks of your team and the players on there.
And to this end, I kind of wanted to link this with what we discussed after the game yesterday. Look, I'll never apologize for a win, but when you win 1-0 on a sack fly over a 40-win baseball team, it's okay to look at this and go, man, this just isn't going to get it done. And specifically the lineup, and even more specifically, shortstop. And we brought up something yesterday, and I want to give people a chance to comment on it because we were on very briefly. If this team is still middling in 2 weeks, I think they're 6-5 in their last 11. So they've stabilized, but they're not playing good baseball. Okay. When I need a Matt Vierling miracle to save a bad loss against the Angels and help me win the series, when I win 1-0, when Flaherty gets bombed again, they're not playing good baseball. They're just not playing horrible.
Right.
But offensively, the lineup has a lot of problems. The shortstop position, whether it's McKinstry, who's no good anymore. It's weird. It's almost like he's becoming Zach McKinstry again. Baez, who's no good anymore. Also strange. He's Javi again.
Not an all-star?
No. In fact, he may end the season with a sub-700 OPS. He's already below. I believe he's down at 90 for OPS plus.
Give us back our all-star game.
Well, Lord, you could need him. And the Trey Sweeney obsession, I don't get. He's also terrible. I said something yesterday as an idea, and I wanted to know if people would be on board with this. Do you, on August 31st by 11:59 p.m., bring up Kevin McGonigal?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He hit another home run yesterday, following two the night before. He has an OPS approaching 1,100. There are only four players in the last 13 years of baseball that have done what he's doing at the AA level to start. Juan Soto, Chris Bryant. Juan Soto, Chris Bryant. Think, Michael. Kyle Schwarber and Julio Rodriguez. Sorry about that. The point is, if he's still doing what he's doing in 2 weeks, and this team is still doing whatever they're doing, and if you want to make it just specific to the shortstop position, that's also fine. The league is saying you're short on talent. You hoard your prospects. You adore your prospects.
You love your prospects.
If I bring them up on August 31st for the expanded window, that means he's eligible for the playoff roster as well. I don't care about the 40, man. Cut somebody. Figure it out. And don't worry about the service time. First of all, it would have no great impact. Second of all, if McGonigal's this dude,
you're going to sign him anyway.
You're going to treat him like Roman Anthony. Yep. You're going to treat him, forget about the scumbag the guy turned into, but you're going to treat him like the Rays treated Wander Franco. Yeah. Whatever it may be, you're going to sign this cat. You're going to treat him like Cole Keith.
I was about to say, even if it's Cole Keith. Mike, let me ask you a question, because it's yes, but now, upon thinking about it 24 hours later, it's yes with this caveat. I want him up here for the simple reason of this. When you're in AA, you're not going up against major league pitching. You're just not. There's no way you can simulate that. But I want him up here because if I'm Scott Harris, I need to know how close are you to a major league player. So I can get a little bit of a body of work so that even if I have to send you back and this experiment fails, I know what to tell the coaches to work on.
Correct.
Get him up to speed on the fastball or the breaking ball.
Are Chicago Cubs a good baseball team?
The Cubs?
Yeah. 68-51. Yeah. Right? Cubs are scuffling at the plate after just scalding the baseball for the first 3+ months. They're struggling at the plate. You know what the Cubs did last night? They called up their top prospect, Owen Cassie, whatever the hell his name is. You know why? They need help hitting the baseball. So if the Cubs are doing that, I just want to ask the question. Is it totally insane that if McGonagall is going to do this, this isn't normal? And you can go, well, Mike, 2 months ago, you were like, look, this guy's not going to get 600 at-bats until 2027. Right. That doesn't mean he can't get 50 at-bats in September. And he has gone on to move up a level. And in the proving ground of prospects, which is double A, not triple A. Triple A is where people like me and Rico won't give up the dream. And Rico's throwing every fifth day. This kid is not just doing well at double A. He's redefining history. So I ask you, if you don't like my idea, cool. What's yours? Because I can't keep looking at the McKinstry, Baez, Sweeney, triple-headed monster of nothing.
No, I think it's a good idea because your worst-case scenario is he bombs. He looks like Jackson Job pitching last year, and he, you know what? The moment was too big. But that's your worst-case scenario. And even in that, you learn what it takes to get him up to the majors. Okay, we thought he could be here in next year. Maybe it's going to take another 2 years. Best case, he comes up here, he gives his team a spark, and all of a sudden they start hitting the ball the way that they did at the beginning of the year. They start winning series the way that they won in the beginning of the year, not barely beating a bad White Sox team and taking that series, but no, when they looked dominant, when they looked like the best team in baseball. So absolutely, it cost you nothing. It's almost too good to be true. Like, there has to be a catch.
But it was since yesterday's show. It's almost like the Cubs did exactly what I'm asking this team to consider. And I'm not saying today. I'm saying if we're on August 14th and you're 7, 10, 14 days from now, and this team is still in this offensive funk, look, I understand I can't fix the bullpen. I can't fix the rotation. It's just got to fix itself. But the lineup, you actually have something you can draw upon. Look, if I had a couple of unbelievable prospect relievers or a starter, oh, bet your ass I'd be saying, look, we need to bring these kids up. We got to try something.
And the fact that, okay, I think for some people, they fall in love with the prospects being prospects because if you bring up a prospect, you know what you're doing. You're starting the clock. What if it doesn't work? What if it doesn't pan out? It's almost like the people who don't want to make a trade. It's like you're so in love with the future that you forget about the right now. And my thing is, bring him up. Make sure he's here and he's eligible enough for the playoffs. Don't bring him up in September. No, bring him up at the, August 31st? Make sure he's in Detroit.
What do you guys want? You're driving home from work? I mean, you're going to start a 4-game series against Minnesota. They're god-awful. By the way, nice of ownership to sell and then go, nah, we're not selling. All while finding out they've incurred $400 million of debt. Things are going great in Minnesota. Awesome division. The point is, I don't think it's a crazy idea. And if he's not ready, big deal. Big deal. I mean, realistically, this is a kid that, okay, you don't like my idea. If this is who he is, I'm sorry, but there won't be any service time manipulation tolerated. Oh, but he can be a free agent at 27 years old. If he's any good, the first thing you're doing is signing him. That's what real teams do. So 248-539-9797, you guys tell me what you want. If you're just tuning in, you want Michigan conversation about the notice of allegations and the COI and tomorrow, odyssey.com rewind.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.